Hey, what's up, everybody? And welcome back to Woke and Broke Podcast, where we talk about navigating from a place of brokenness to living your best life. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, 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 hey.
How was y'all weekend?
Oh, man. I said that so dramatic. It was great. I said, oh, man, like shit just happened. But I just literally, I relaxed. I bought a new, so I was fooling with Sling, which is like a, do y'all know what Sling is? It's like that online, it's like a cable app without the commitment or contract. So like I was paying like $45 a month, and that was to get, I have like VH1 and BET and MTV and like all those other channels. However, one of my homeboys gave me another one. It was only $15 a month with way more channels. So I've been like exploring that and like really loving it. Kind of like it's through a, you have to go through the like a browser to use it. So that part is kind of annoying because Sling was an actual app on like Fire Stick and Xbox. So I really like that clean version better. But hell, 45 versus 15, child, and I'm getting way more bang for my buck. I'm gonna go for the
right.
Listen,
I just build a bridge and get over this whole browser.
Yes. So you've been kicking it,
right? And just reflecting and just thinking about life. And I had a former student come visit me last week. He went to a new school this year, and so the principal, the office had called me and was like, one of your former students is here to see you. And I really don't like, you know, like it takes a lot for a student to want to come see you if they don't go to the school anymore. Right. So I'm trying to figure out who it is, like if I would actually be excited to see this student. So I'm trying to guess. I'm like, can I guess and you just tell me yes or no, you know. And so I'm guessing. She was like, no, no. I'm like, hell, well, who could it be? Like, who could it be? And so, like, I tell my students that one of my former students is coming to visit me. And they're like, oh. And I was like, I think it's this student. And would you know, he walked through the door. And it just gave me my whole life. He was my only little Black boy in my class. And I was super hard on him, y'all. Like, not even on some, he never had just bad behavior, but I felt like he was always involved with other students and their mess. You know, like somehow he got pulled in to the drama in the mix, you know? And then a lot of times I would have to like uplift him and encourage him because as the only Black male, they would make fun of him about the color of his skin or because his hair was long. So I would have to get the whole class together every single time. And like, because he was an emotional child, too, and he's short, you know. So he would be, like, crying, like, they're making fun of me because I have darker skin. And I'm like, oh, hell no. You know, me, like, ain't no, not in my watch, no. You know?
Right.
Especially, like, with me having majority, like, Hispanic students, and they were open about how they felt about Donald Trump. And I'm like, you don't like what Donald Trump is doing, but you're doing the same thing to other students of color. And that is not okay. Especially with Miss Jones being Black.
Ain't that
definitely not to be doing that up in here. You know what I'm saying? So I would make it so clear. And I think even though I was so hard on him, like he loved and respected me for that because he knew it came from a place of love. And he knew I just wanted the best for him at the end of the day. And so like, he literally, he came up to me and like, I just could not stop hugging him, y'all. Like, and for a moment I was like, can we get rid of all these other kids? And can, can I have you back? And so my students were pissed. They were like, you trying to get rid of us? Low key, I am. Like, y'all don't make me laugh. Y'all act like Satan up in y'all most of the time. Like, it just be real. And so like, towards the end, like, he just started crying. And I'm like, are you okay? Like, what's wrong? Is everything going on at home? Like, what's the school like? And he was like, I just miss you. Like, and that just held me up. You know, I've been an emotional wreck. So I'm just like, oh, keep it together because he needs to see you strong. Like, y'all both can't be sitting up here crying.
Right.
Like, it's hot mess. So, you know, And so I encouraged him at that moment, like, you're going to do great in fourth grade. Like, you know, we all have to experience new environments. Mm-hmm. Just because it's new doesn't mean it's bad. Like, give it a chance, you know. Mm-hmm. And I gave him my number, and I was like, you call me anytime. Anytime you want to talk about anything, just call me. And so it really just made my day. Like, I just love him. So mm-hmm. I was glad he came and saw me.
Look at you, friend, making an impact.
I know, because yeah. Sometimes you don't think that you are. Mm-hmm. You know, you think like, and I especially thought he couldn't stand me. I thought, oh, I'm just on him all the time. I know he hates me. Like, you know, my only little black boy can't stand my black ass. Like, was I too hard on him? You know, you just wonder.
Right.
And so just knowing that he went out of his way to have his mama drop him off at the school to come see me, you know? And so it just, like, now he done messed up because now I'm going to be creeping on his ass all the time. I'm going to show up at his graduation, child, moving day in college. I'm going to be there. Like, he done messed up coming back to see me.
Right.
Now I ain't going nowhere.
You're going to be involved.
I'm going to be mad involved. They're going to be like, so you got another mama? Like, who this?
Right.
Like, I was his third grade teacher back then. And so I can't wait to see the man that he becomes because I know he'll become a great man and give back to his community. So
right.
It just made my heart happy. So how was y'all's week and y'all's weekend?
Ooh, girl. Mine was mine didn't match up like that, but
right.
Like, my week was cool. I feel like I was, like, really productive as far as, like, my personal endeavors and stuff, as like, the blog and working on, like, stuff for the podcast and everything. I feel like everything has been going really well, and I've been, like, feeling super accomplished up until, like, Friday. I don't know what happened on Friday, but, like, I started this, like, emotional spiral, and it was just like not good. I don't know. I don't know what happened, but I was not in a good mood. But like I'm doing my best to like start to communicate like when I'm feeling those ways, you know,
right,
and just learning how to like express those feelings and emotions without like acting on them and like negatively impacting people, so especially like in my home, you know,
right. So, mess up that look.
No, so just being able to like talk about that. So like, I don't know. I felt like a lot of different emotions and things like on Friday and Saturday. So just like being able to talk about that stuff all the way through and express how I feel and why I felt that way and. You know, coming up with solutions and moving forward and things like that. That is kind of like what my weekend has consisted of. And it's kind of refreshing because I haven't taken the time to do that in a while. Like I've been so focused on like these, you know, business endeavors and like my other personal endeavors and work, like, you know, that I haven't really been focused on like my emotional status and, you know, being able to voice certain things and release certain things and meditating like I used to. I used to meditate like every day. And so like now it just like this weekend just kind of reminded me, Josh, make sure you're checking in with yourself, you know, make sure that you are thinking about what it is that's going on within you and that you're communicating that, you know, to the best of your abilities when it happens, you know, so that you're not carrying that stuff
with
throughout
you.
The week. And because it does, it manifests and you end up impacting other people and they don't know what's going on with you and you don't know how to really explain it to them. And it's just a lot, so you know.
Bag of ladies, you better.
Yes,
it's piling up. You got
too much.
Gotta bring that Erica on you.
Yes, too much stuff.
Tag light, you hear me?
Tag light.
But yesterday I was able to have like some fun little activities that me and Mel did and was able to chill and just like talk
Yeah.
And just have fun and like kind of like be like kids. We was able to just be like big kids and just enjoy each other and have a, like a good time. That's and so like good. All this morning, all today, like we just been like talking and chilling and spending time and just been good. Like so it like it was something I feel like I needed to experience and go through just to remind me to like check in with me and remember to check in with him too and you know all of that. And so it was a really good experience in the end. But I do want to say if y'all don't like think about y'all, you know, and just check in with yourself to remember to take that time to do that because it's definitely necessary if it's something that you're carrying around. Try to talk about it, even if it's hard for you to talk about, if you don't know what to say or how to say it, still try to do it because you have to let that stuff out because it'll eat you up and you don't want that. So that's how my weekend was. What about you, bro?
Well, this week, this week has been a very, very busy week. The semester's getting ready to start back up at work. So students are coming back. Slowly but surely, so I'm getting ready to be dramatically busy. To say the same. You know, it is getting ready to happen, so I'm trying to make sure that I have everything together for that.
Right.
This weekend, this weekend was just, it was not really like, it just wasn't good. Really, I mean, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's been raining all weekend. It was raining Friday. Thunderstorming Saturday and then a little bit today and I'm just like what is going on my TV won't come on like I can't watch TV right now I'm like wait a minute what is life this weekend I can't turn on my TV so I'm on my phone all on YouTube trying to get some type of communications going because I was like oh yep I'm gonna watch Netflix I'm gonna watch TV that's what I was gonna do and relax. Could not get it to can't get it to come on. I'm gonna try to get it to come on. But other than that, I've been doing all right. It's just a lot of stuff, just trying to prioritize, of course, and stay organized with things that I have to do and just making sure I don't forget what our priorities like outside of work, dealing with life and whatnot, and holding myself accountable to those things. So like Josh said, like checking in, like it is so important.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that more often.
Right.
It's just one of those things we all have to remember to make sure we take care of ourselves.
Absolutely.
Because these jobs go be here.
Yeah, they are.
Ain't that it?
Yeah, they are.
And, you know, we just got to make sure we take care of ourselves. So.
Yes.
Facts.
Yeah.
That's what my pastor preached on today. You know, I ain't been going to church like I used to, but he was just talking about stress and how much harm it does to your body when you don't manage it well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, well, he talked about forgiving folks. That was really the root of it. But how when you haven't forgiven someone, sometimes that can allow an unnecessary stress into your life, holding on to that anger, you know. And how that's you just start having health problems. Like your joints may start aching, your head hurting, you don't know why, like, you know, just different things going on with your body. And it could be because you are holding on to some anger or some issues with somebody else, you know, and learning to just forgive and let it go, you know, at
speak
the end
on
of the
it.
Ooh, that's a
speak
word.
Yes, it was good.
I needed to hear that. Ooh. I did. Yeah, like
I did.
Ooh.
I absolutely needed to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, let's move right on over to our shout out segment, Black, Brilliant, and Beautiful.
Yes.
What we got today, y'all?
Well, this week, I wanted to shout out LaShonda Carter. She is a teacher in Chicago. And I don't know if you guys seen the video. I ran across the article first on Shade Room, and then I actually found the video that the Chicago news station had posted. And she literally sat in the parking lot with one of her former students' child so that student could go to a career fair. And it just really inspired me and reminded me of why I'm an educator and why I teach and just like the great things that teachers do, because our work goes beyond the classroom a lot of the times. Right. And even if you talk to a lot of people who had those great teachers in their life, they really impacted them, not only just in the classroom, but they may have really helped them out and supported them outside of it. Right. And it just shows that we need a village. Like, we need a village. And when I was looking at Shade Room, like, the comments had me sick, because they were just like, well, where's the dad? And, you know, other irrelevant comments. And it's like, some of y'all baby daddy ain't in y'all's life. Right. Some of y'all's own daddy wasn't in your life. So that comment is irrelevant. And what does that have to do with this woman helping out another young woman? Right. You know what I'm saying? And it take, when you see somebody who's struggling, who's in that need, you know, taking that time to do what you can do, you know? Yes. As educators, we can't do a lot, but there's some things that we can do. And for her to just be able to say, hey, I'm going to pick you up, I'm going to take you to this career fair, and I'm going to stay in this parking lot and hold your baby while you take care of business, you know? Like, yes. Especially when you see those students trying to do their best and they just have limited support and resources. That's just kind of life. You know, it happens. Sometimes we're not, you know, handed the best luck, or the best cards are not always in our favor. And so having those people who are willing to support us and not letting these students fall through the cracks, you know,
right?
Because we give these young moms a hard time, but then it's like, is anybody trying to support them? Is anybody trying to be their village? And to know that Miss Carter was able to do that was just amazing.
Right.
So shout out to her.
Shout out, Miss Carter.
You know, I'm always team teacher in the shy.
Yeah.
Doing her thing for her students, and a former student at that. So
right.
And then I wanted to shout out this girl I went to college with, Shikari Chapman.
Yes.
Yes, because Shikari, like, so Shikari, like, I met her through my best friend. Her and my best friend were sorority sisters. And so Shikari ended up going to medical school, becoming a doctor. Like, yes. I would even text her or email her sometimes when I had questions. Yes. I'd be like, so this is going down. What do I need to do? You know,
right.
Like, her, you know, medical perspective or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, she posted on Facebook the other day, plot twist, she is now a first grade teacher. And I was just so excited for her, because I can't even imagine how hard it would be to feel like you have one plan for yourself. Mm-hmm. And then God says, no, baby, like, you did this, and I'm glad you did this, but I also have something else planned for
in store,
and,
yes.
And, you know, I have something else that I need and want you to do.
Right.
So for her to just kind of pause or stop what she's doing to make another impact somewhere else is just amazing to me. And her students still call her Dr. Chapman.
Yes.
So I love that. Like, and you know, kids get on your nerves.
Right.
And I saw where she was like, I guess someone has said, do they ask you if you really are a doctor? And she's like, all the time. And that's never going to stop.
No.
The kids will, you tell them 100 times, yes, I actually went to medical school. Like, I am a doctor. And they will still ask you. So I just, like, commend her as a Black woman who, you know, who went on this path of becoming a doctor and then found that she was needed somewhere else and stepped out on faith. And I'm sure out of her comfort zone to do that, because teaching is a whole nother ballpark.
Right.
Especially small kids. Like, I commend her for that, because I couldn't do first grade. Baby, them is a whole...
Right.
That's not... You got
fresh
to clean
kids.
Up. you know, running folks to the bathroom. You still unbuckling pants and stuff at that age.
Right.
So I just really commend her, because it really says a lot about who she is as a person.
Yes.
Like, I've always enjoyed her energy.
Me too.
And who she was, even though I wasn't really close with her, but every time I was in her space, like, she's just been a good person, you know? And so just knowing, like, I'm just excited for this new journey she has in her life. So
shout out to the
Shout
Fix
out
Club.
To you. Yeah, Fix shout out to Club you, Shikari.
Shout out, Shikari. I came across an article about a woman named Patsy Armstrong. She is actually the first woman in Oklahoma State football's recruiting department.
Oh, wow.
Yes, first woman in history. And she happens to be a Black woman.
Yay!
She became the director of on-campus football recruiting in February. and is a member of the Women's Leaders in College Sports, where she created a platform for women to like share their best practices, hear from other professionals, and offer support and resources. So wow. I just wanted to definitely commend her for all of her achievements and just setting up platforms to help other women, you know, and just blazing the trail for women of color to, you know, be in those spaces, especially like in football and
the NCAA. Especially when it's such a male-dominated, like, profession. Especially, I know it's like a lot of white men. It's a definitely more black men, obviously, but I'm praying for sis.
Ain't that it?
I'm praying for her.
Ain't that it? And she's a director, so you know she getting that coin, so shout out to you, sis.
Get that coin.
Shout out to you. And then also just the Urban Coders Guild, whose goal is to teach students soft skills along with coding and developing apps in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where I'm from, my hometown. So Michael Vaughn, I hope I'm saying his name correct, Michael Vaughn, he is the executive director of the Urban Coders Guild. And through a partnership with Tulsa Community College, he'll be teaching high school students just like how to create mobile apps at TCC's downtown Tulsa campus. And so I just thought that that was really cool because, you know,
that we
are still trying to make sure that, you know, students of color are, you know, being represented in, you know, STEM majors and the STEM fields. And so just being able to bring platforms like that and organizations like that into the community for students to be to participate in, it's just amazing to me. So definitely because shout out to them.
Exposure is everything.
Isn't it?
We can't expect kids to do things that they've never been taught that that's a possibility for them.
Right.
So like giving them that platform is amazing. Shout out to him.
Yes. And I would have been on top of something like this when I was in school.
Well, not me, because I'm low key like technology literate. But like, you know, it would have been nice exposure. It would have been nice to like dibble and dab in.
Right.
Because
you know?
Sometimes you don't know what you're good at until you try
it. Try it, right.
But who knows? I could have had all the apps popping out. You just never know.
All the ideas we had back then.
Yeah, right.
So yeah,
had all the stuff.
Shout out to everybody.
Like, yes, keep being black. Keep being beautiful.
Yes.
And excellent. That's most of all.
Yes.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. I actually have a shout out as well.
Oh, sorry, Michael.
So I want to shout out Beyonce and Jay-Z for giving over $1 million in scholarships to the On the Run Tour City.
Oh, yes.
And the scholarship will award $100,000 to one exceptional senior high school student with financial needs to support their college education. So this is, you know, them supporting access to post-secondary education, and I work in higher ed, so I absolutely had to shout them out for that. Opportunities, I mean, the opportunities are there, but sometimes it, you know, it takes a, just a little bit more assistance to be able to get there. So shout out to Beyonce and Jay-Z for that.
Yes.
So they're giving out $100,000 to each student in every one of those cities.
So it's the cities that are that
on the tour.
On the tour cities, on the run tour cities. So I think those cities are Atlanta, Orlando, Miami, New Orleans, of course, Houston, Phoenix, Los Angeles, San Diego, Santa Clara, and Seattle. I think I might be missing one. But yes.
That's so dope.
That is.
Oh my God.
Well, if you're listening and you know people in that area, encourage these students to apply.
Yes.
I know sometimes that's the kicker right there, that we have these great students who can apply for these things, but they don't have the confidence or they need help filling out certain scholarships. So make sure you're supporting these youth and their goals and giving them those resources to go out there and get what can be provided for them.
Yeah, go get this money, y'all.
Go get the bag. Get the bag for your education. Get the bag for your education. You hear me?
Yes.
Well, okay, so we can go right into our main topic this week, the bench, right? And this week, I really wanted to explore friendships. Like, this week has been, like, an awakening for me and, like, friendships and really just reflecting on my friends. Mm-hmm. And so I really just wanted us to kind of talk about that as a group. And just to kick it off, like, what is your definition of, like, a real friend?
Ooh. QTLC, what about your friend?
What about your friend?
That was my ringtone for, like, a long time. What? That was my ringtone, like, all throughout undergrad. So, like, you, Danny, and Ashley.
Yes.
Yes. But let me see. My definition of a real friend is somebody that is there to support you. You know, mm-hmm. they're a part of your village. They're a part of your family. And they meet you where you are throughout your growth process and your development process. And they love you through it. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, like, I used to feel like friends were just somebody that you like. And they like you, you know, and you can have fun together. You know, but I think now that I'm older, I understand that it's deeper than that. It's not only do we have a bond together, but it's like there are things about you that I like and that I love. And then there may be things that I dislike, but I still have that genuine connection to you, you know, and I support mm-hmm. you in what you do. And I want to see the best in you and anything that I can give to help support you, you know, in that, in achieving your goals or moving forward in your life, I'm going to be able to do that. And I will, you know, and vice versa, having that person to do that. And so, you know, a real friend is somebody who, you know, won't judge you for the mistakes that you made, but will hold you accountable when you make them.
When you make them, you know,
and then just allow you, like, that vulnerability to be open about how you feel about things and give you that support and that love, you know, that you need when you're hurting or when you fall and you don't know how to move. You know, they continue to support you through it, even if they don't have, you know, necessarily what it takes to give you, they mm-hmm. are at least there with you while you go through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, that's what I would say, like, a real friend is to me. And you can still be ratchet and have a good fucking time. Like, you
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't even think the friendship's right if it's not a little ratchet.
You gotta have
people you can be your whole self with. Even that makes me think of Insecure. I won't spoil it. But Daniel is making music and his niece is listening to the song. And she's like, sometimes I want to be a little ratchet.
Yes.
Like, your music make me want to think.
Yes.
It's like, wow. And I was like, I just died because every now and then you need that ratchetness. And I'm thinking a good friendship, full circle, you need a little ratchetness in your friendship.
Yes.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Factual.
What about you, Michael? What you think?
Well, I mean, I agree with everything Josh said about, you know, definition of a friend. I think a friend is someone who loves and supports you, someone who's going to challenge you because they want to see you do better.
Right.
And who they believe in your ideas. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they're there so that you all both can work on, like, just being better people. And sometimes you have, you know, many friends, mm-hmm. but a few friends. I know for me, I've never just had, like, this large circle of friends. I've never held court in that regard, but I just remember in high school, you know, like, I would have, like, maybe, like, seven max that I felt that were at least cool, and maybe, like, three that I, like, really, really, like, kicked away, whereas I saw people who were, like, they had classrooms friends. I'm just like, how do you friends with 30 and 40 people?
Right.
Are friends for real? Are they just
acquaintances?
Acquaintances? Are they just trying to, like, cruise? Like, I don't know. Like, you know, and so for me, the definition of friends and friendship has evolved over the years. And it's someone who is, they're going to be there for you through thick and thin.
Mm-hmm.
At your worst, at your best. They're going to be there to support you. Same thing. You're going to be there to love and support them because you want to see them do well as well, too. You want to see them go beyond even what they imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And
a few things to, like, define a friend. I feel like it's somebody who listens. Mm-hmm. They listen not to respond, but to understand, for starters.
Yes. Right. So yes.
They can get a better understanding of the situation. So mm-hmm. they're not just giving you meaningless or you know, unhelpful tips to help whatever the situation may be. There's someone who's considerate, they take initiative,
right.
and they're always thinking of ways, like as far as their friendship is concerned, to like advance that friendship. How do you go to the next level with your friends? Mm-hmm. Like, you all want your friends to eat too. And so, like, it's a team effort at that point. And so,
right.
I mean, it's so many other things to say about friendship.
It is. Like,
it goes so deep. Like, I mean, you have so many different life situations that happen, right?
Yes. And,
you know, you have people that you are looking and that you can count on. That's the beautiful part about life.
Yeah.
You do have people that you know, like, no matter what it is, mm-hmm. you can count on this person.
Count on them.
Through. Mm-hmm. And they go to, and that's a friend, that person that even if they don't have all the answers, they're willing to help you struggle through
yes.
together
so right.
to reach a better point.
Yeah,
a friend does that. A friend makes sacrifices. You know what I mean? Like, because we all don't agree on everything.
No, right. we don't. Right.
But we genuinely care and want to see the best for mm-hmm. our friends. And so whatever idea they have doesn't matter. It's about how do we best support them in this endeavor, especially right. If it's something that, you know, connects to us, but it doesn't necessarily have to, but this is something that our friends are passionate about. So how do we show up and support our friends? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like some of our friends have businesses, you know,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people might feel like, oh, you know, that's your friend. So, you know, oh, I'm your friend. So I need to, you should let me get whatever services free and all this other type of stuff. And while the thought would be nice, but in all actuality, you need to be supporting your friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Show that other people need to be doing the same thing.
Yes.
So right, right.
They need to be getting discounts, period. But that you love and support your friend that much that you want to see them grow
right.
and become stronger at what they're doing, no matter what it is, business,
right.
absolutely,
teaching, whatever.
Whatever it is.
Succeed. So you're there for support. Friendship is love and support.
Yes.
Right. Yes,
and
everything.
And fun.
Yeah.
Full circle. I'm telling y'all, full
yeah.
circle. Yes, everything you guys said was just spot on. Like, I just see, like, real friendships as that hand-picked family. Like, they literally become your family.
Mm-hmm.
And they're better than family because you've picked them and they, in a sense, have picked you. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, like you both have said, like, they're there to make you better and they see your flaws and they want to help you kind of overcome those flaws and be better human beings. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
mm-hmm.
where there's no jealousy, there's no bullshit. It's just about supporting and encouraging each other and having fun at the end of the day.
Yes.
Like, you know, and you're, like you said, we're not always going to agree, you know, it's all, mm-hmm. sometimes we may fight, but then knowing where it's worth it enough where you shake the shit off.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, like, you my best motherfucking friend. Yes. Bitch, you're not going nowhere.
You
like,
ain't.
Right.
You tried.
You know what I'm saying?
You tried.
But you're not going anywhere.
Yes.
Like, you know, and just knowing, like, when you think back to your darkest times and they've been there, and you think about your the greatest times and they've been there,
yes.
and they'll continue to be there no matter what you're going through. It's just a wonderful thing, and you learn to just really cherish those friendships, even when, you know, you're not always the greatest friends all the time, but
mm-hmm.
just knowing they love you anyway, mm-hmm. and they know who you are, and it doesn't change how they feel about you.
Right.
So, saying that with real friends, you know,
mm-hmm.
What do you think are the signs of, like, a toxic friendship? Because you can be real cool with somebody, but they could also be draining your energy. You
right.
know what I mean? But you're so loyal mm. to them, you don't understand, you know, like, when it can be bad, mm-hmm. when it can be too much. So what do you think are the signs of a toxic friendship?
Ooh. Well, I think a toxic friendship kind of exhibits, like, behaviors of selfishness, you know, even ego. Ego. I'll start there. Ego. So when the ego gets in the way of things, you know, people want you to cater to them and their needs and their wants and everything.
Yeah.
You know, and so when it comes to like friendships and everything, that can, you know, show up in ways of like when I come to you and I start talking about things that I'm going through, you start talking about the things that you're going through as if to make what I'm talking about seem small, you know, or to not, you know, like it's insignificant, you know, so I shouldn't be worried about it. So you're minimizing me and minimizing my feelings or the things that are important to me just, you know, to magnify yourself, you know, or what you're doing or what you have going on and things like that. So you're not showing that support. You're not showing that love and being there for that person, but instead, like, you are taking away and trying to, like, you know, move the lens from them back onto yourself, you know? And that can be very toxic because it's like these people are coming to you to work through what they have going on and they want to share with you and vent that stuff out, you know, and maybe even come up with some solutions or just, you know, talk about it and just chill and have a good time. Right. You know what I mean? But instead, like, you are taking the focus off of what they're talking about and not actively listening, like Michael was saying, and you're moving the lens onto you, you know? And so, like, I think that's one of the ways that you can see it. And then also, a person who may fake and act like they support you or act like they like you, but it's always conflict.
Right,
you
know,
every time you meet up, every time you talk, it's always conflict. They never reach out to you. They never, you know, talk to you. And when you talk to them and try to reach out to them, they don't, they're short. Or they never text you back. They never call you back. They never, you know, they seem uninterested in what you have to say or what you have going on and things.
Right.
But, you know, maybe on social media, they act like, oh, we just the best of friends. And, you know, let me share all of your stuff on Facebook. And let like all of your stuff on Instagram. And it's my friend, you know. But I don't ever hear from you. And I don't ever, you know. Stuff like that, and I think that that can weigh on you as well, because it's like, I'm reaching out to you to try and, you know, increase our bond, or to, you know, talk to you about things that I'm going through, or vice versa, see what you're going through, to see if I can help you in any way, and am getting nothing in return, you know, and that can weigh on you a lot, and end up becoming, like, damaging to you and yourself, and so it's just, like, those are some of the signs that I think that you, when you start to notice them, you have to really examine those friendships and determine whether or not it's going to be healthy for you to move forward, you know, and going to be progressive for you and whatever life you're trying to establish going forward, or if you should, like, fall back, you know, and take care of you and your energy, protect your energy. So,
Michael, what about you?
Toxic friendships. Wow. I mean, Josh, you said a lot, bro.
Yes.
I feel like you ran the gamut. I mean, I would say, I mean, when you know, like, what are the signs of a toxic friendship, situations where, you know, you're consistently showing up for the friend, right, in question, and they can never show up for or come through for you, especially in times of need, you know, like, I feel like if you are consistently showing up for them, whether that's financially, emotionally, physically, however you show up to support them, and they can't reciprocate the same for you, that's like parasitic. Mm-hmm. And so it does become toxic, and it's draining you, right? Emotionally or financially or whatever contributions you continue to give and you're not receiving any support in return, that's toxic. It's just not, a an even situation. It's not fair. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, there are more signs, of course, and I feel like I said, Josh said a lot of them. But you, another example could be, I know I talked about the financial, like, you know, hey, you might have someone who they always need $20 or $40. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, whatever the case may be. And it's like, you know, that's cool. $20 here, $20 there. I mean, it's no big deal. But then when you start to notice, like, you know what? You stay asking me for like $20 and $40, and each time you've asked, you said you would, you know, pay me back, and you never did.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Stuff like that. And it's like, you don't probably notice it because it's small, but then when it becomes to be excessive. It's like, so what would be worse, or the like confirmation that is toxic at the point where you just to, even if you didn't need the money, if you wanted to test just to see something for yourself, you turn around and ask for $20 and it's like, they don't get it. Mm-hmm. It's like, wait a minute, you already owe me like $300.
Yes.
Right. Like, just keep it at 100. Like, I'm gonna tally up. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's almost like it's not a, it's a one-way street. Mm-hmm. That's how you know you're in a toxic friendship. Or yeah. Signs of toxic friendship. They have nothing positive to say. Mm-hmm. They're always, instead of like uplift, it's one thing to give constructive feedback, mm-hmm. again, because that's where you challenge and through love and supporting your friend to do better. But it's another thing to give all these criticisms and also do not provide a solution to go along with them. That's how you also know
yes. That
you are in a toxic situation with a friendship. And mm-hmm. I feel like that can expand to relationships, but that's another story.
Yes! Facts!
Going to just staying on track with the friendship and whatnot, but just that's a big one. Like, you always got something to say,
mm-hmm.
but right. you don't never have anything.
You ain't got no answers.
They never right.
positive to say. You a negative Nancy.
Yes.
And all this other type of bullshit. And it's like, wait a minute now. Like, are yeah. you really here for me? Or are you like hating? Like, what are you doing? I need
right,
to know.
So right. Right.
Like, you're trying to disguise yourself as my friend, but you're really a hater.
You're really.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You're trying to stay ooh. Close. Ooh. Business. Mm. You're trying to support. So it's just like,
oh, I know.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I mean, being able to identify those types of people in those types of situations is important because you can save yourself a lot of, you know, heartache and disappointment by knowing who these people are. Like,
yes,
you know, people will disappoint you. I mean, it's life. Everybody is not going to be perfect.
Right.
Right. And
so
right.
we have to prepare ourselves for that and understand what that means as it relates to our life and things that we want for ourselves
yes.
going forward. So how to navigate better, how to connect to people who actually mean you well and they're right. not just there for the ride.
Yes.
Nothing at all. Not trying right. to support or grow with you. They're trying to grow off of you, reach off of you, and just don't have any intentions to support your dreams.
Mm-hmm. Right.
None of the things that you want to do that you sacrificed hard for yourself and your thoughts.
Yes.
Like, they don't care about you. You know, it's just a right. lot to go on, but I'm going to just leave it at that. Like, those are just a few signs of toxic friendships.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I really liked what you said because I feel like a toxic friendship always feels like they're in competition with you.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh,
and,
my God.
And it's like, baby, we're grown. I'm not in competition with nobody but myself.
Ain't that
you hear me? I'm trying to make myself better. And really, I just feel like iron sharpens iron. We should be making each other better. Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
it shouldn't be some competition bullshit and right. some jealousy and if I do better than you, then it's like, oh, why? You know, like making you feel some type of way because you're excelling instead of saying like, you know, oh, I got to set my game up. Like you doing, you know what I'm saying? It should make you want to be better and not feel like you have to shoot another person down or drag them down
right.
to get ahead. You know what I'm saying? And anytime you have that in a friendship, they're not your friend at all. They're just a person there taking up space.
I've experienced that a number of times.
Me too. Not even a number of times. One time I have.
Mm.
And that's and that brings me to say, like, have you ever had to end a friendship and why?
Mm.
If that's not too, like, telling, right. you know.
I would say I've never had to end a friendship. Like, I've never, like, physically or, like, anything been like, yo, we can't be friends no more. I've never right. done that. But uh-huh. what I have done is ghosted them or uh-huh. fell all the way back. Right. You know, to the point to where you know that I'm not messing with you anymore.
Right, right.
You know, and I think that that's more of the person that I've been, you know, because I'm not one that's really big on like big confrontation or anything like that. And so uh-huh. it's like, I would much rather talk to you and tell you how I feel about whatever is going on within our friendship, you know, whatever conflict is there, talk about it, you know, and if it starts getting heated or if I see that it's going nowhere, then I'm just going to fall back, you know?
Right.
And so, like, what I kind of compare it to is, like, It's so weird. This is so weird. But you know how, like, in the elements or whatever, you have the nucleus and then you have, like, the electrons that are in the different, you know, I kind of think of it like that. And so, you know, if you are a close friend to me, you're, like, closer to my nucleus. You know, you're one of those electrons that are close to my nucleus. But if you are not a good friend or, you know, you're toxic or something like that, I move you into some of those outer shells.
Right, you know?
And you, as far away as you will go, you can just go all the way out there. You know, I won't separate because I believe in people changing and growing and developing. So, you know, I always want to leave those doors open unless you just did something damaging, like you smeared my name, you know, or, you know, did something destructive to my mama, stole my money or something like that. Like, you know, that's when a door would be closed. But I've never had to experience anything like that. So I just move people further out into the little ether, into those outer shells and keep it pushing like that, you know. So, yeah, like, I've never had to, like, end a friendship, though. Just kind of ghost them.
You just kind of ghost, like, distance yourself.
And explain that, too. Like, because... Right. Like, sometimes people don't notice because, again, they're so self-absorbed, you know, that they just are like, oh, I haven't talked to you in a while. And it's like, yeah, that's a reason, you know. But then sometimes people do be like, you know, I miss you, friend. Like, what's going on, you know? And then that's when you can have the conversation. Well, I've been feeling like da-da-da-da-da, and I brought it up to you, and you didn't say anything or you didn't do anything, you know, or you turned it on me and blah, blah, blah. And then that's how you can kind of gauge to see whether or not that friendship is worth keeping, you know, close or keeping out there or moving closer or whatever, you know. So that's kind of the situations that I've been in, you know.
Right. Michael, what about you? Have you ever had to end a friendship?
Similar to Josh, like, it hasn't been, and this is something I'm working on. I'm working on being much more direct, right? In all of my relationships, whether platonic or otherwise. But as far as, like, physically or verbally said, you know, it's over, like, finito, like, goodbye, you know. Necessarily said that I have had experiences, and it always takes life experiences to show you who is really, like, in your corner as a friend and as a supportive resource when you're going through things. Right. And so, like, the situation I'm referring to is when I was, you know, I was dealing with my health situation not too long ago, and I was, like, in that process, and so I was in a different headspace because I had to, like, really prioritize health as far as making sure that any appointments or whatever, I was just making sure that I was moving forward with that, and I was, you know, everything else was on the back burner for the most part. And so it was just, like, everybody who's been a friend to me, like, I can't even, like, describe the unwavering, like, love support that I've received from friends during that time, you all included. And it was amazing to know that I was, you know, loved in that way. Mm-hmm. And there were friends that I thought would do the same. And it's like, I wasn't necessarily understanding. And I know, you know, you can't expect everything from everyone, but I do know, even if... if you aren't physically able to do something or don't have the means to be able to do it, it's also the thought that counts, right? So, like, hearing that being verbalized was something that I needed to hear from certain people that I just didn't. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those situations where I was just like, what the fuck?
Right.
You know, like, it was hurtful. Uh-huh. It was very hurtful. And I was just like, this is wild. But, you know, it was happening real time. I was like, you know what? This is life.
Right.
Situations like this always, you know, show you who's in your corner. And it's not that I've, like I said, ended the friendship per se, but it's a more of a matter of, like, prioritizing the time that I'm willing to give to certain people in my life. So I don't believe in, like, canceling people completely unless it's a dire situation. Similar to Josh's, like, you know, family, money, and friends. And, like, you just, there are certain things that are unforgivable, unfortunately.
Right.
And you can learn to forgive, and just because you forgive a person does not mean you have to entertain them.
Right.
You can still have love from them, but you can love them from a distance.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, just for, you know, all types of reasons, but still. So I won't say that I've had to end it, but I've definitely shifted priorities as far as people who are important. And, like, the level that they come on that list, where they show up on that list, has changed significantly.
Right.
And so I'll say, that's what I'll say for that?
Well, geez, guys, because now I just feel so cutthroat. Like, like you guys, like in college, I've had to like kind of ghost people. But to this day, I regret ghosting those friendships because I think it was my own insecurities and not understanding how sometimes friendships work. You know what I mean? But I think everything happens for a reason. And, you know, God had a plan or whatever. Right. But I had to actually end a friendship just a few months ago. Like, literally, I do not want to be your friend anymore, and I'm going to tell you why. So that you have a clear understanding of where I'm coming from. And it may have been, I don't think it was dramatic, because I think that anytime somebody's energy doesn't match the direction you want to go to, and they've shown you time and time again who they are, you have to believe them. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You have to believe that. And if that's something you truly don't want in a friend, why entertain that? Right. I'm too grown. Ain't I'm almost 30 years old.
Hello.
I do not have time to entertain bullshit. Mm-hmm. I don't. And the sad part about it is that for me, like, when I befriend you, like, it's something that means a lot to me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't take befriending people lightly. Like, when I consider you my friend, like, you're important to me. You know, I fucks with you. Like, right. I ride with you. Like, I'm gonna support you through any and everything. You know what I mean? No matter what. But I would have people questioning that friendship. They would be like, Danny, like, I'm not sure. Like, watch out for that. Like, I don't know. Like, you know, and mm-hmm. I'm just like, well, she's my friend. And you know, everybody's different, but okay, you know what I mean, type of thing. And so, like, and it was actually a new friendship. We hadn't even been friends that long, maybe like a few years, like 3 years, I think it was. And I had met her through one of my childhood friends. And my best friend actually said, Danny, this is your problem. You like to befriend people or be friends with people who you're just cool with. Like, just because you're cool with somebody doesn't mean they deserve to just be your friend, because being a friend, it holds a lot of weight. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We talked about what a real friend is, you know? And a lot of people are not worth bringing them into that friendship circle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, like, the friendship started out with, we would turn up. This was the turn up friend, you know? Mm-hmm. We would just go over our house just to drink and turn up. Literally, that was it, you know? But then, like, I started, like, oh, you know, she would reach out to me. And so, you know, I'm nice. I'm not going to be like, no, bitch, I don't want to hang out. It's not the weekend yet.
Right.
We ain't get the bottle yet. Like, it ain't on that, you know. And I would, you know, we slowly became friends. And even one of my friends was like, y'all hanging out a lot, you know. And we eventually even started working together. And I think that's really where the friendship went wrong, like, because it then felt like we were always in competition, and not on my end. Like, I never felt like I was in competition, because I was trying to be the best that I could be. You know what I'm saying? Right. I ain't got time to worry about you when I got my own shit to worry about. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And truth be told, the friendship ended because she was always talking shit. Talking shit. And it would be about everybody else. And a part of me was like, is she saying all this stuff about other people? Like,
what is she saying about
me? What is she
me?
Saying about me? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, like, there was a time where she was talking so much shit, even at our job, she was talking so much shit, that they didn't even ask her to return back. And then she got mad at me because I decided to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, girl, what? Like,
this my job, bitch.
What this my fuck? Job. Right. Like, what you mean?
I'm supposed to quit my job because you didn't get asked back.
I'm supposed to quit my job because you didn't get asked back when you were going around talking so much shit about our job. Like,
right.
You think that shit wasn't going to get back? Like, you know? And I think that's a lot of people's problems, who talk shit. Mm-hmm. They don't care who they talk shit to, and they think that people will not go and tell.
Right, yeah.
Not everybody's loyal to you, you know what I'm saying? Especially right. when they peep what type of person that you are. You know what I'm saying? And so, for me, it was like she was talking shit about one of my close friends. And I had told my friend, like, hey, like, it wasn't even any, like, malicious shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, Because, and actually that friend has told me when she has talked about me, mm-hmm. and I would do what I need to with that information. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I feel like as a friend, I need to let her know, like, okay, this is how she was feeling. And it, I promise y'all, it wasn't on no malicious shit. Mm-hmm. It was just like, have you talked to her? She was feeling like this. I wanted to make sure y'all can kind of clear that out. So, you know, and she's like, nah, she didn't say nothing to me about that, you know? Mm-hmm. And so then she, when my friend was upset that she was feeling that way and was like, well, why didn't she say something? Why is she in my face smiling if she feels this type of way about me, you know?
Right.
And she addressed her with it. Well, the friend got mad at me for going to her with the information. It's like, you made this bed. You mm-hmm. cannot keep talking shit about people and think it's not going to get back to them.
Right.
And at that point, I realized, like, you know, she was like this with other friends when you guys were just starting your friendship. Like, mm-hmm. this is who she is. Is this something you want to deal with? I mean, it's been 3 years already. Do you mm-hmm. want to, is this some type of shit you want to be on forever with her? Like, no. Right. So I probably should have just ghosted her ass. I should have just ghosted her. I shouldn't have just said, read her fucking rights. Like, I shouldn't have done that. And I'm going to tell you why, because some people are not mature enough to say, okay, we had our friendship. Like, you know, let's go our separate ways. When I tell y'all she was calling people I work with currently and former friends I had, or not even former friends, friends I still have, talking shit about me, spread lies about me, like with my colleagues, y'all, right. with my colleagues, going to my vice principal, making up lies about me, y'all, straight up lies. And the only blessing is that I've always been Danny. I'm always who I am, mm-hmm. and people see me right. who I am, that my vice principal couldn't even believe what she was talking about.
They know that's not true.
She was like, but I know, Danny, that doesn't even sound like her. Like, you know what I'm saying? And so it's like, it really made her look bad. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And so it's just, it's kind of hurtful because I know she's talked to people that I may have not built the greatest relationship with. Like, I wasn't always in people's face smiling. I got my own shit and my badass students to deal with. I wasn't, you know, it was hard for me to really make relationships with certain people, you know? Right. And so I think her talking to certain people, like, really made them think differently about me. And it's like, I can't help that's how you feel. Like, if you would have actually got the chance to get to know me, maybe you would have known me. You know, you wouldn't be so quick to believe what she's saying. And mm-hmm. that was really my only regret for just saying, we really need to end this friendship. I no longer want to be your friend, and this is why. Because I don't like when people spread lies about me.
Right.
Like, it really hurts my feelings. Like, even though I know who I am, I do not like when people perceive me a different way. And then now they think this about me. And no matter what I say, no matter what I do, they're going to probably have that idea of me in the back of their mind. Right. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's the part that just kind of frustrates me and annoys me. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I thank God I ended the friendship. At first, like, I felt bad because it's like, was I overreacting? But then when her true side came out, it was mm-hmm. like, bitch, well, good riddance.
Right.
But if this is who you were,
show me, like, your true colors. So
thank you, Lord, mm-hmm. for allowing me to see who she, the type of person she truly, truly was.
Right.
Because sometimes everybody else can see it, and everybody saw it but me. Mm-hmm. I did not see it. You know, I kept wanting to give her the benefit of the doubt, and it's like, bitch, you should have known. Mm-hmm. You should have known when y'all went on that cruise and she tried to fight her own damn friend like a nigga off the street.
Ooh,
like,
wow.
Over some petty shit, y'all. Some petty shit. So I should have known then that, you know, this wasn't the best friendship to have. Right. You know? I should have known. But you live and you learn. Like, that's a part of growing and, you know, having different friendships.
But see, I feel like people who do that and, like, go around and, like, spread malicious stuff, like, about you, and you, even when they consider you a friend, they're not happy within themselves. You know?
They have issues
that make them unhappy, and they feel like that they need to get back at you because, you know, you are made them feel bad. And so now they got to make you feel bad and make you look
right.
bad. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, why do you feel the need to do that? Especially if you consider me your friend. I don't care if we're not friends now. You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. you considered me a friend. And that just shows me that you never really considered me a friend because you don't care about the fact that, like, you know what I'm saying? Of my reputation. That's my reputation.
Right, my reputation. Even on, like, okay, talk to these random women about me. That's fine.
Right.
But when you take it to a professional sense, to contacting people at my job, my boss, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's some really sad stuff. That's like, it really is.
Like, no, that's nefarious.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She just has no good intentions for you at all. At all. She didn't care about you.
Right.
It just made me sad because it's like, y'all know me. Like, when I really care about you, I really care about you. And to know, like, when you feel like, okay, yes, the friendship had to end. But when you feel like, well, damn, you didn't give a damn about me this whole time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the crazy part. I never talked shit about her. Never. Even after we ended the friendship, like, we would have mutual, like, I ran into one of her friends, actually. And she was like, oh, and she actually said, oh, you're, what's the name's friend? She didn't even say, like, you know, and I'm like, oh, you're what's the name's friend, you know, but I never even told her we had issues because that wasn't her business. And why would I put that out to somebody that don't even, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's just, but I know she's talked mad cash shit about me to that girl. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And what's so funny is, like, I was uplifting that girl. We had a deep conversation. She had even shouted me out on Facebook, like, shout out to you. And I know that killed our, you know, mutual friend at the time that she was saying these nice things about me, because it's like, girl, I don't need to drag your name through the mud. You're doing a great job of that on your own.
Ain't that it? You're showing people who you are.
You're showing people who you are, and it makes sense because nobody was really fooling with her anyway.
Right.
I was one of her, me and the friend I met her through was her only friend.
Damn.
Nobody else was fooling with her. Nobody was. And they probably because of how they knew how messy she was, but they were smart and they just kind of ghosted themselves like you guys did and still was like cordial to her, you know. As for me, I'm like, no, I don't have time. Like, that's not what I want in my circle. Like, you got to do better.
Yes.
Like, at the end of the day, you got to reflect on you. It can't be everybody else. Mm-hmm. Like, you're the common denominator in this shit. So, you know, but it's like, I was going to ask you guys too, like, do you think self-esteem is related to friendships or whatever? And so y'all just definitely answered
that. Yeah, absolutely.
Of course it is.
Absolutely. But, you know, I'll start that one off. What just baffles me, y'all, is when you have, you know, supposed friends who end up feeling like they're in competition with you.
Yeah.
Right? So, what I don't understand with that is that, like, first of all, we're not even on the same level.
Right.
Like, not even, like, in a disrespectful way, but, like, we have connections around certain interests and things.
Right.
But what I want to do with my life is very different from what you
want to do with yours.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So, like, your plan of action is going to be very different from mine. So, like, why are you hating? Like, why are you upset or bothered by my successes? Like, if anything, you should be happy that I am winning at what I want to do with my life or things that I want to do for myself. Vice versa, I should extend the same to you when there are things that you want to do. A lot of times with people who feel like they're in competition, it's like, you are wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
We're not in the same lane.
Not in the same lane.
The same things that we want to do. Like, it's very different. I can say we both were in the same major, applying for the same job, and it was only one.
Right.
We don't even have the same major. We're thinking about it at the collegiate level, right?
Uh-huh.
But it's crazy because people, they'll get their insecurities a show. They may feel like they're not, you know, as good in one area or whatnot, but then they'll attach that on to you and somehow make it a situation to where they now have to hate on you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, their insecurities are causing them to do things they wouldn't otherwise do. And it's like, yeah, they're ruining their friendships because of it.
Right.
And it's like, y'all worried about the wrong thing. Like, you definitely worried about the wrong thing. You need to, like, take some time, you know, sit back, chill, meditate.
Yes.
Like, reflect on what it is that you want in your friendships and your life, and understand that you can have both successfully. You can have an amazing friendship, an amazing path to being able to do the things that you want to do, and not feel like, oh, because your friend has certain successes or because your friend is doing X, Y, and Z, that somehow minimizes your worth. It doesn't.
Right.
It does not do that. And I think that's hard for a lot of people to see and understand, because I mean, I guess maybe for some people they are around their friends a lot. Mm-hmm. And so when they're seeing their friends work or things that they do continue to show up in ways that are like uplifting and supporting their friends' dreams, it's like maybe that is somehow, and I still don't understand how that connects with them in that way to become insecure and then begin to hate on that.
Right.
And begin to think that you're in competition when y'all not even taking the same test. Like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are that way, y'all. Like, mm-hmm. they're that way. And it's like, nobody got time for this foolishness. Let's link up and be successful together and have fun together and live our lives out together in a way that is going to be meaningful. It's going to be impactful. Like, there's no sense or there's no reason really for you to feel like you need to be in competition with somebody. And I also don't like, and this is probably a sidebar, but I don't like when people feel like that's a way to have people work better, like especially if you're talking about on your jobs, like trying to put people in competition mm-hmm. with each other. Like,
no, I hate
healthy competition, mm-hmm. but some people are so, you know, they see themselves as individuals so strongly that doesn't even help.
Right.
Like, why are y'all trying to put people against each other? Like, especially people who don't even have the same philosophy on things.
Right.
I think the same can apply for people in their friendships. Like, there's no need for you to be mad or upset or bothered that your friend is doing well. Like, be happy for your friend. Mm-hmm. Help uplift your friend. Make them win more. Help them win more. Like, that's what you do. And they'll do the same for you because your path is going to be different. The mechanisms that you use to achieve your goals are going to be different. Your resources are probably going to be different. Like, it's not going to be the same. So there's no need to even put yourself in competition like that. Like, why do that? That's like mental gymnastics.
Right.
Don't put yourself through that crap. It's unnecessary.
That is real. That is so real.
Yes. And I definitely agree. But I think, like, with that comes the fact that the people who do try to compete with you, they are insecure about, you know, what's going on within their life mm-hmm. and who they are. Yeah. And so I do believe that that's where self-esteem comes into play, because it's like, you aren't good within yourself. So how are you going to expect to be good with me?
Right.
You
know what I mean? Right.
Because I think that a lot of times in friendships, especially with people with lower self-esteem, they kind of look for that healing from outside. Like, you know, they look for that healing in their friendships or in their relationships instead of, you know, working from the inside out. And when you work from the inside out and you start to get yourself in alignment, you know, and you start to get yourself grounded and centered, then it makes your relationships, it kind of travels to your relationships, you know, and then you can give yourself to you know, the people that you're in the relationships with or that you're in the friendships with. You know, and then you don't have to compete. You're able to, you know, really support them and their dreams and their successes and everything like that, because you are happy within your own self and within your journey and what you have going on, and you're able to share those experiences with your friends and hear their experiences and take that all in as positive and good energy, you know, or as motivation for you to get on your grind to do what it is that you want to do. You know,
absolutely.
But it's like, when you do have that lower self-esteem and you don't know who you are or you don't have any direction, you know, which is okay, because, you know, we all have been there at some point, you know. But when you are in those type of situations, you do have to start doing your work. You have to start to take the time to, like, investigate, okay, who am I? Really,
right?
You know, and what is it that I want to achieve in life? What is it that I want to do? You know, and explore those options, or whatever those things might be, and give yourself opportunity to, you know, build upon that. You know, and then once you have that framework, then you can share that with everybody else. You know, and then that's where your friends are supposed to come in and encourage you and say, look, that's a great idea, I can see that for you, or, you know, maybe what about this option, you know, and stuff like you know. But and then there wouldn't be any need for competition, because it's like, you have your own journey and you're doing amazing at it, and I can support you in your journey and everything that you do, because I see that you're trying and I see that that's your passion. I see that you know, really are energetic in this avenue, so I'm going to give you that push, that support, that motivation, that love that you need, in order to keep help you keep going, because shit is hard. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Shit is hard out there. So
absolutely,
it definitely plays a huge part into your friendships and your relationships. You know?
Yes. So what are some things we can do to begin and kind of keep friendships? Even if, like, well, for me now, I'm just like, child, I don't need no more new friends. Like, I am straight. But I can't even say that, because it's like, if you are going to add value to my life and I can do the same for you, like, you just, to me, I just feel like you never know who God's going to bring into your life. And you don't know how long they're meant to be there. Yes. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, based off this situation, like, I don't want to just cut off all, you know, potentially new friends. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you know, because you never know. Mm-hmm. And so just, you know, like, what do you think you can do to kind of start some friendships and keep and maintain those friendships?
So
if you feel like, I guess, you want to start new friends, but, you know.
So for me, like, I love making new friends, you know, and establishing those new connections with people, because I feel like the more people you know, the more wisdom you acquire, you know, and the more support that you have in areas that you may not have known you needed support in, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I always keep an open heart and an open mind when it comes to, you know, meeting new people and establishing new friendships. However, God gave me a really great gift, and that is the spirit. That is the gift discernment. Of discernment. Yes. So when I meet somebody, I'm able to look them in their eyes and look them in the face and hear what they're saying and look at their mannerisms and things like that, and be able to tell whether they're genuine or not. You know, I can look at the way they move, and not just like on the first interaction, because, you know, it takes more than that sometimes. You know, sometimes it takes you to actually spend some time with the person and really see how they move and how they interact with other people in their lives and things like that. It takes some time, you know, but, you know, I definitely am open initially to getting to know people, and I don't consider people my friend until I really get to know them. And they get to know me. I share myself with people without going too deep, you know. Mm-hmm. But I share myself with people, and I allow them the opportunity to be vulnerable and share themselves with me.
Right.
And in doing that, I'm able to observe them, because I'm a Cancer and that's what we do. I'm able to observe them and check them out to see, you know, oh, okay, this is the place where I see this person is broken, or this is a place where this person is very strong and supportive. This is a person or a place where this person has a huge amount of love and light. You know what I mean? And so I'm able to see who they really are and how they move in the universe, and determine whether or not I want to welcome that into my life, you know, as a friendship, or if I just want to keep it pushing, you know, or whatever, whatever type of relationship that I want that to be, you know, and act accordingly. And so typically that's how I go about starting friendships, you know, but, and I've had a lot of people who, well, not a lot, but a few, I've had a few people who have fooled me, you know, because I've spent some time with them, and they were super supportive. They were super, you know, loving and caring, and helped motivate me through a lot of experiences or situations. And then they showed me their true colors after the fact, you know. And
right.
I still thank God for those situations, because I feel like they were put there to help me through those particular situations, you know. So I feel like those are what I like to call seasonal friends. Like what you were saying, they come into your life, they teach you something or give you something at a particular point in your life, and then it's time for them to move on, you know. And I don't, like, again, I don't ever close the door or anything, but I just, you know, move them on out to the ether further, you know, to where that relationship would better suit me. And then as far as maintaining relationships, just continuing to check in with my friends, you know, and making sure that, you know, they know that I'm still here, even though I might be states away or continents away, you know, I'm still here, you know, I'm still your brother, I'm still, your ride or die. You know, right. So if something pop off and I need to catch a plane, you know, let me know because I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? If you want to go and kick it and do something and you want to go on a trip, let's schedule that. I'm down because I love you and I want to see you win and I want to see you happy and I want to see you moving in your light, whatever that is, you know?
Yes.
And so being able to reconnect with you on those occasions, whether like, because sometimes, you know, you don't talk to your friends for weeks. Sometimes it's months, you know, you go without talking to your friends because we all have our individual lives, but just being able to check in, you know, and when you check in, you go right back to being it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's
right back in it, and you giving that love and support and catching up and taking in what their vibe and giving your vibe and just, you know, maintaining that situation.
Right.
So, yeah, that's how it goes with me. Yes. What about you? What about you, bro?
As far as, like, some things, I guess I'll start on the end of how to keep friendships before start new friendships. But I think, and I agree with everything that you said, I feel that one of the best ways to maintain friendships is to, you know, be as transparent as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Being transparent, being honest. I mean, it's important, right? I mean, you're on a journey together. And in some ways, friendships are, you know, similar to relationships, but not quite the same. But as far as the connection that you all have, like, that's going to be important, that transparency, that honesty.
Right.
You're going to need to, you know, hold your friends accountable. And just like you would expect for them to hold you accountable when you fucking up, when you're not on, you know, on your stuff. And you're needing someone to remind you again, like, who you are, what you're doing, and why you're doing it. And it's always great to have people who can do that for us. Sometimes we get lost in the sauce, you know, maybe things going on, and we have to center ourselves again. And I truly believe that friends help serve or help make that experience better too, because we sometimes it's hard. I mean, we can, you know, take time to reflect and meditate, which is great. But then also having that community of support through friendship to help you be able to stay on track with what it is that you are doing in life. You may be going through a hard time, and I mean, it may, you know, your judgment may be clouded. You might not have the best discernment that is required to see yourself through that situation. And so your friends naturally will come in to help as a guide or help provide guidance for you.
Right.
To trust the love through that process. So I think to advance the friendship and continue it, I think, again, honesty and transparency is important. Of course, communication, it goes without saying.
Right.
To make sure that everybody, so that everybody can be on the same page, and so that you can communicate what it is that you need to be able to speak, verbalize how you're feeling, and so that you can receive the best support, or just for any purposes, really. And that's what I think is important to continue to keep the friendships. As far as beginning friendships, for me, that's not the easiest thing. it's not. Like, I mean, I know some people can connect with people better than I can, and, you know, I like that about people's ability to be able to do that. I'm more reserved
with
respect to friendships. I know Josh said he's a Cancer. He can, like, use discernment to basically read people. And because I'm a Taurus, I'm more stubborn when it comes to those types of things. So it's kind of, I'm slow to let people into being my friends or in that inner circle.
Right.
That's hard. And that goes for relationships too. But still, it's something that takes time for me. And so I'm, right now, presently, I feel like I have a very amazing network of friends and of love and support. I really do mean that. It's not like I'm saying I don't welcome, like, no new friends.
Like, right.
But, I mean, if someone should enter my life and they end up being in that role as a friend, then I will, of course, be grateful.
Right.
But I know in order for that to happen, especially at this point in the more that I grow and the wiser that I become, that process is longer now. And it keeps getting longer because you have to be able to know, like, again, like, being friends with a person, like, people just throw the word, like, friendship around, like, some people throw the word love around, like,
it's
yeah.
It's very powerful for me. Like, friendships
and love. Like, it's because these, you have to think, these are people that you are probably going to be your most vulnerable with.
Right.
When you are in need of support. And to be vulnerable with someone that you just don't know or don't trust, it's like you can't risk it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so with people that are your friends, that happens over, it takes time.
Right.
You have friends and then you make the friendship stronger. And so there are experiences that you have that will lead up to you be having a stronger friendship. So that, to me, that doesn't come easy. Like, if someone came into my life and I thought they were cool and I'm like, okay, this is somebody that I consider to be cool. There are just certain things, even though I may be knowing them for, you know, for the past several months, that I'm not going to, like, open up to them about or seek advice from them about necessarily, unless the connection or feeling was that strong. But like you or Josh, like, I know I can be my most vulnerable.
Right
in front of y'all.
Yes.
I can't just do that.
Right.
With anybody.
You know what
right.
I mean? I just can't do that. Even if I think they're a great person, it just, for me, is going to take time.
Yes.
And I think that because it's going to take time, just continuing to be open and at least, you know, having an open line of communication for that person so that we can grow together and eventually get to that point, because it's hard to get to that point of vulnerability and trust and love and support. I mean, I wish we could be that way with everybody. I wish I could be that way with everybody, but I can't. Mm-hmm. So I recognize my own limitations.
Right.
I also recognize the strengths that I do have. And when I finally get to that point, because I feel like, well, I picked some amazing friends that I can trust and whatnot. So those are my thoughts on it, but that's just me.
That's important, though, because you got to protect yourself. You do.
You really, really do. You really do. Because at the end of the day, you're only here for yourself. At the end of the day, you're riding for you. You know, determine your failures and your success.
Right.
And the people you allow in your circle can play a huge part in that as well. So just making sure you are the company you keep at the end of the day.
Facts.
All facts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Whether we want to believe it or
facts.
Not,
mm-hmm.
We are. And so I just feel like, treat people how you want to be treated. It really, that's what it boils down to. Whether you're beginning a friendship or you're trying to maintain a friendship, treating people how you yourself would want to be treated. Mm-hmm. If you know you wouldn't like that same energy, don't give that same energy out, you know?
Right.
And I think also just knowing who you are, but then knowing what your friends need in a friend, because maybe what we feel okay with, our friends wouldn't. So, like, for example, I'm, like, really bad at communication. Like, I don't always call people, but I'll text you. And just because I don't talk to you doesn't mean I'm not thinking about you. Like, mm-hmm. I would go.
Right.
Me and my dad would talk every 2 weeks. Literally, we would go 2 weeks without speaking. And then when we would talk, we would just talk each other's ear off, mm-hmm. you know? So, for me, it was, like, the same thing with my friendships. Like, I can go a long time without, but it didn't mean I loved you any less or that I wasn't thinking about you. But I always felt like life was going on and I never wanted to intrude mm-hmm. on people and what they had going on. But I had friends who didn't like that. They felt like I wasn't appreciating them as a friend because maybe I didn't contact them as much. And so I'm learning now to kind of check on them more and not, you know, because sometimes you have to get out of your comfort zone, and if it makes your friend happy and you're willing to do it, like, you know, checking on them a little bit more, maintaining the friendship a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So just stuff like that. Never do anything you just don't feel comfortable with.
Right.
Just because they,
right.
you know,
no,
but
right.
when it comes to maybe the communication part, you know, taking, you know, making more effort in that sense to do that, but never sacrifice who you are as a person just to make somebody else happy. I never meant that. So, but if your friend is like, hey, can we hang out more? Can you call me more? Just trying to make more of an effort to do that. Mm-hmm. But still, you know, respecting yourself and what you need as a person. If that's not you, hey, your friend should understand that and love you anyway and know that that doesn't mean that you love them or care about them anyway.
Right.
So.
Right.
That's so true.
So, any final thoughts?
Mm. Friends was not a bombshell. They was just a knockout version of Living Single. So.
Right. You know, I didn't even really care about Friends like that. I just didn't like there wasn't no black people. Like, the only show that I just fooled with that was, like, all white cast was Full House.
Yes.
Even then, Michelle had that two little black friends.
Yes.
what are their names? I mean, Taj, Mari, and...
From the girl from...
What's the names? Jessie Smollett sister. Smollett,
yeah.
Smollett sister. Yeah. Yes. I can't think of her real name.
But oh, I see crap. Her face.
Yes, I'm seeing her whole face because I'm thinking of Eve's Bayou too, yes. Like all that.
Yes. So,
like,
she was in all the good stuff.
She was in all the good stuff. So like that was really the only full white show that I was just anyway. Friends was just a bad representation.
Yes, they just played it. But
they just played it. They just played it. And so Insecure gives me life because it really dives in on friendships.
Yes.
And
I feel like
friendships evolve and how that, you know, like it's how like, they stop and you know.
I feel like Insecure is like more closely, you know, more close to like what my friendships are like.
Yeah,
because my friends, they call me out when I'm being too much, when I'm being extra. Right. They tell me when I'm doing things correctly and when I'm on the right track, you know.
Or when they don't like what we're doing, but they're like, hey, you still my friend and you're going to learn eventually. Right. Like,
what? And I love that. Like, it's real life.
Like, yes, they're there to make you better, and that's why like even though I had like that negative situation really bothered me, y'all, for like months, and it wasn't until today that I went to church and he talked about forgiving that I was like, you know, this person isn't even worth that energy that I'm holding on to. Like, you know, it's just not even worth it, especially when you have so many other wonderful friends out there who have been riding from you day in and day out, you know what I'm saying, and show you what real friendship looks like. And I thank God for them. Like, y'all know who y'all are, y'all know the place y'all have in my heart, and I just love you and appreciate y'all forever.
I love you too, friend. Love you too, girl.
I really, really do, because you got like good friendships help the world go around. So you know, true. Like you need those healthy interactions. And I think of who I was, you know, at the beginning of my life, like, or just, you know, college. When I think about college and the woman that I was and how much I've evolved. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is due to my friendships. Like, a lot of who I am, I'm, you know, I love my dad. My dad played a huge part in that. But I know that I wouldn't be the woman that I am today without those really good, healthy friendships. So I just thank God for placing these people in my life, and I just, you know, I don't know what I would do without them. So
I agree. Yeah. 1,000%.
1,000%. Yes.
Well, that's all I had for the vent this week. Yes. Thank y'all for like just
that was a great conversation.
Real shit. Yes. You know, it's just so nice to talk about real shit.
It is.
So let it out.
Let it out.
It's therapy.
It's therapy.
For the therapy. Way we live today.
Right. Which I still need to find me a therapist, but that's for another week.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Listen,
we can all use one. If you don't got one, go find you one, because we get all you one. Use one.
Get you one.
Ain't that it? But now, I guess we're going to move on over. Have you anybody got any questions? Did anybody?
No.
I see any questions? I didn't either.
No.
I would love to have some though.
I know. Y'all get on my nerves, listeners. Y'all know y'all got questions. Y'all know y'all can send us something.
Yes. Questions about anything. How like what y'all going through or
I prefer some juicy, but you know, I'll settle for anything at this point.
Yes. Send your questions to wokeandbrokepodcast@gmail.com. We definitely love to read them on the show and give you some of our answers.
Yes.
But beyond that, let's just move right on over to a word from our ancestors. Michael, what you got this week?
So this week I have again, not from last week, but again, we have American poet, singer, memorist, and civil rights activist, Maya Angelou.
Yes, Maya.
So we know
yes
Mother Maya has some incredible speeches, poems, everything that we reference in today's society. But I think the quote, I'm going to use a quote that I think just really stands out from her and is relevant to this. And it goes, when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. And I think this is so incredibly important to the topic of friendship, because when you see someone is, you know, they've showed you, you know, they've demonstrated to you something in the moment that, you know, not to be judgmental, but you recognize this and you go, you know, that was really messed up. But you know what, I'm right. Maybe they'll change, but then they don't. And I think that that's relevant, because it's like, when situations arise, people will show you who they are. You have to believe them and not try to repaint them in a different color to suit what your fantasy might have been about them. So you have to be, you have to let people be real, just like you need to be real. Let people be real. Accept that information. Do with it what you will, but never let it hold you back. Never let it stop you from moving forward. And just allow people who do want to provide love and support to enter in as gracefully as possible, because it's not always easy. But I understand it's necessary for us to live and thrive as human beings moving forward in this world. So that was the quote that I thought was really good.
Yes, it was. That was good. Mm. And I love a good quote.
Yes.
It always gets me together.
Yes.
I low-key think of Ricky Smiley every time when he does, like, the segment from heaven or something where he talks to people from heaven. And he was like, put Maya on the phone. And like, the person that does Maya's voice just gets me together every week. I'm just like, Maya, how wonderful.
Yes.
So yeah, that was wonderful. Thank you, Michael.
Yes.
Oh, no problem.
But that definitely concludes this week's episode of Woke and Broke. I hope you guys had an amazing time listening.
Yes.
And we will definitely see y'all next week.
All right. Have a good week.
Bye.
Have a good week, everybody. Bye.
Bye.